The ability to receive patent protection for a new device or application plays a powerful role in innovation. A patent enables an investor to reap the monetary benefits of his or her work without the worry of someone stealing the idea. But such protection is never easy or uncomplicated. The Business Journal's Matt Evans digs into the world of patent infringement, so-called patent trolls, and pending congressional action in his stories this week in the newspaper. He joins me now. Welcome, Matt.
Glad to be here.
So let's lay some groundwork. When can an inventor seek patent protection, and what safeguards does that patent offer?
Well, you can patent a process, a machine, something you manufacture, or the way you combine materials, but you cannot patent things like laws of nature or physical phenomenon or abstract ideas. But anything you do patent, it's supposed to be novel or new, not obvious and clearly defined, though you may notice those terms are all kind of relative and often lead to disputes. But patents are property rights, and once you have a property right, no one should be able to use it without your permission.
Who issues the patent?
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is responsible for evaluating and issuing patents.
Okay. So your story describes a situation where sometimes the patent holder doesn't follow through on the idea or the invention, but actually licenses this invention to someone else. Can you give us an example of that?
Well, since it's considered a property right, a patent can be bought and sold. So say I'm an inventor and I come up with a new way to stamp out a machine part, but I don't make machine parts myself. One way I can profit from my invention is to sell the right to that invention to somebody else.
So when that happens, it's interesting in your story. You talk about this as the person who now holds that right is something of a patent troll. What is a patent troll?
Well, there's no single definition, but broadly, these are people or companies who hold patents, usually for things they did not invent themselves, but bought the rights to. And often they aren't doing anything productive with those inventions, but instead they're making their money demanding that other companies pay them license fees to use the invention or else suing them for damages.
So in the situation where someone is actually taking the license of a patent that someone else created and looking for other ways to monetize it, perhaps they could be seen as gaming the system. What's the problem with that?
Well, since the owner of a patent doesn't necessarily have to make anything with it, some choose to make back their investment by charging license fees or threatening lawsuits. The targets of those claims are often small businesses. They may not have a lot of lawyers on hand. So dealing with an infringement claim when it comes can end up draining all their time away from whatever it is their company actually wants to do. And since the only way you can be sure you won't be accused of stealing somebody's idea is to not do anything yourself, some may choose not to do anything, and that defeats the original purpose of the patent system, which is encouraging innovation.
So let's bring this into the triad. Like, how big a problem is this in the triad, and what companies are most concerned about it?
It's hard to put a dollar figure on it because so many cases are settled privately, but lots of companies get involved in patent battles. I spoke with one company, a Greensboro software firm called the Icon Factory, which came up with one of the most popular Twitter interfaces around called Twitterific. It's got millions of downloads, but it also drew a patent infringement claim because of the way it enables in-app purchases. Again, that company settled. They wouldn't talk about the case, but one of the partners told me that ever since it happened, they've kind of felt like there's a dark cloud over them because they could always be subject to another claim at some point. But big companies have to worry about it, too. Avoiding these kinds of claims and paying off patent holders runs into big money real fast.
You know, Wake Forest University creates lots of patents, and they license a lot of them out. In this sort of world of patent trolls, can Wake Forest be considered a patent troll?
Not really by the way most people use that term, but Eric Tomlinson, who runs Wake Forest Innovations, told me for my story that they worry about how trolls might be reined in because Wake patents a lot of inventions. They very rarely use them themselves, and instead they go out and try to license them to others. So there's a chance that any attempt to crack down on trolls could cause Wake Forest problems too.
This whole issue has gotten the attention of Congress, and so you dive into this. What kind of congressional action is out there that could deal with some of these issues?
Well, one bill with a decent chance of passing tries to make life harder for trolls by making them kind of show more of their cards up front about what specific infringement claim they're making and who they can go after. And it also increases the odds that if an infringement claim is found to be frivolous, they'll end up having to pay more of the court costs.
Can it work?
People seem to think it would help, but I also spoke with folks who think that to really solve this problem, the only way is to put a lot more effort in upfront improving the quality of the patents that are issued, so it would be harder to get paid for vague or not really innovative ideas. But that would mean a lot more money for the Patent and Trademark Office, and money is hard to find these days.
Yeah, a very complicated issue. Matt, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
To read Matt's stories and other breaking business news in the Triad, go to the Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.